This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Thursday's solo episode. Welcome to the mom room. Just welcome all the things. If you're watching on YouTube and you're like, why do you look like the Joker? It's because I have some freaking mouth disease. This is what happened. Okay, I'm gonna take you to the beginning. A couple months ago, I woke up. I just remember yawning and it felt like the corner of like my lips were really dry and it felt like the corners of my mouth cracked. This has happened a few times in my life. It wasn't alarming to me. I was like, okay, I'll just, you know, take care of it the next few days till it heals. I don't think it ever healed, and I've been getting inflammation and redness in the corners of my mouth that flares up and then it'll die down a little bit and then it flares back up. And sometimes it moves from, it's almost like it's spreading and you can see the redness on my skin in the corners of my mouth, but sometimes it goes like across my lips, if that makes sense. And it doesn't feel like a chapped lip. It feels like almost like a windburn on my lip. It's so bizarre, so painful. And for whatever reason, yesterday it super flared up. It was really painful. I'm recording this on Monday and it was almost unbearable. Before I would cover it, I would wash my mouth and then dry it really well and put Aquaphor slathered on it and it would be fine. Yesterday it was a whole new level of ouchie, and my husband kept trying to tell me it's, what's it called? Let me see. I gotta look it up. Please hold. Angular chelitis and colitis. I think it's colitis. He's pronounced it this morning and I remember thinking, oh, that's not how I've been pronouncing it in my head. But anyways, when you read about it, it says that it is from a crack in the corners of your mouth that never heals and then it gets infected, yada, yada, yada. And in my mind, I was like, there is no crack. It's literally just swollen and painful. But maybe it was from a few months ago where it cracked and it never healed and it's just kind of never actually gone away. That's what my mom was saying. Like, it probably never went away. It's never healed properly and it just keeps flaring up. Anyways, right now it's so bad. And I put the fungal cream on it last night. I was reading my Kindle and my husband was gonna look for it in the pharmacy and he got home from work at like 10:30 p.m. I can't record after I eat because my throat gets full of gookies and I keep having to clear my throat. It's really annoying. Anyways, back to the story. He was like, I'll look in the pharmacy for that fungal cream, see if they sell it over the counter. And then I was expecting to just go to bed and get it from him tomorrow, but he came home at like 10:30. I was reading my Kindle in bed and I just hear him sneak into the room and be like, here's your fungal cream for your mouth. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And of course the box is like, for jock itch and athlete's foot. He's like, never mind that, like, it's fine, you can put it on your mouth. So anyways, I did that last night. It definitely helped and I woke up with it feeling a lot better. But then as you move throughout your day and you're trying to freaking eat things, you have to open your mouth somewhat. I should just have smoothies for like a week and see what happens, because even just to like open my mouth to eat my boiled eggs, it is irritating the area again. So I don't know, maybe I have to blend up my food and just like suck it through a straw. It's freaking ridiculous. Anyways, so that's what I'm dealing with right now. Not fun. My husband and I were thinking about taking a trip. I literally just have this craving to be on a beach. And I know it's turning to summer where I live very soon. The weather is starting to be really nice. But I was like, I just want to be on a beach. I just want to be on a beach, like an ocean beach, you know? And then we were looking into trips. And then I thought, actually, maybe we don't go on a trip and we get a hot tub instead. I want to do something in the backyard. I wanted a sauna, but I think that's too much of a hassle. My husband doesn't really like saunas. You have to plan ahead and then it takes 45 minutes to heat up before you can use it. So I'm like, maybe a hot tub would be a better alternative. Milo would probably love it. And then in the summer, you can make it cooler and just use it like a little mini pool, kind of. So anyways, I want to look into that and potentially get a hot tub. I think my husband and I would use it fairly often. I don't know. It seems like a good thing. But then I feel like a lot of people that do have hot tubs are like, yeah, we don't really use it very much. Except for my friend Jen. She uses her hot tub all the time, literally all the time. But she also doesn't have kids. You know, so it would be cute to make it a thing, you know, Saturday mornings, like we have breakfast and we go sit in the hot tub. Like I just, I don't know. I like the idea. So we'll look into that. Freaking clearing my throat. Liza, take out the freaking throat clearings. I'm gonna freaking snap. Anyways, I've been reading the book, The Anxious Generation from Jonathan Haidt. I think you pronounce it Haidt, H-A-I-D-T. So good. I'm in the middle of chapter 4. And what I've been doing is when I have a moment in the day where I have nothing going on, for example, when I was letting my eggs boil in my little egg contraption, instead of scrolling social media, I was reading his book. And I was like, this is such a better way to spend my time. So that was lovely. A nice little change of pace to read a book instead of scrolling social media. And I think I'm going to start doing that because I really want to start reading more nonfiction books. My novels are for before bed. My nonfictions, I want to read during the day so I can take notes. Milo was like, why are you writing in your book? Because I had a pen and I underline things and I make little notes as I'm reading. So I had to explain to him, like, only mommy writes in her books. You know, I don't need him writing in his library books from the school. But yeah, highly recommend. It's interesting because we're bombarded with parenting books. This is how to parent your child. Like, do this, don't do this, like gentle parenting, blah, blah, blah. This is the parenting book that we need to read, literally, about like how children actually develop and how smartphones and screens have impacted that and led to what we now know as teens and young adults having so many mental health issues when it comes to anxiety and depression. It's very interesting read. And on the Patreon, I am thinking about maybe every 5 chapters, I'll do like a summary and give my thoughts on what I learned in the book and then put that out. So I'm almost to chapter 5, and then I'll make some notes on the notes that I put in the book and then put up an episode on the Patreon. It's www.thepatreon.com/themomroom. Also, I was thinking about the structure of the Patreon, and initially I wanted to do a lot of live streams, but everybody lives in different time zones. So I'm going to make it a regular solo episode, perhaps every Friday or every Monday. I haven't decided on the day. I'm thinking maybe Mondays would be better because then I can kind of debrief on the weekend and any learnings or things that we went through and chat about those. But we'll see. Friday or Mondays, I'm going to start doing that. I also wanted to mention, remember I was talking about the Mother's Day episode and how I'm going to have somebody interview me? I'm so excited about that. That is actually going to be episode number 400, which blows my mind. Episode 400 will be the Mother's Day episode. So get ready, buckle up. My husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science, with loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm going to have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400 plus contaminants, including heavy metals. So you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs, they have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, you are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code momroom at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. So this my solo episodes, I want to restructure in a way that makes the key messages very digestible. And you know, when they say like a takeaway message, you know, you put it in your pocket and use it right away. I want it to be clear. There's a lot of podcasts that I enjoy where it's very clear what you're going to be learning, not learning, but what the topic of discussion is and what the key points are going to be. So you'll notice this one is titled something about 5 ways to ease mom guilt. So I'm going to go through those 5 things and then it just gives like a structure to the episode. I'll still start each solo episode with my like rantings and musings, but I want each episode to be a clear topic, which helps me because I can prepare for the episode and I know exactly what I want to cover. I have it written in my notes here, and it's just like, I think overall it'll just be better content in my mind. We'll see how it goes. Today's topic is mom guilt, and my experience with mom guilt, it kind of shocked me because it was something that I had always heard about and people kind of make fun of it, like, oh my god, mom guilt. It was just this funny thing that people talked about when it came to motherhood, and it wasn't ever something that was taken seriously. And then when I started to experience it as a new mom, I was like, wow, this is actually nagging, not going away, and it ruins moments in motherhood that should be enjoyable. It became very clear to me very early on that mom guilt is not just a funny thing that we just make jokes about. It literally ruins moments that should be enjoyable. You're unable to enjoy motherhood like you would be if you didn't have mom guilt, if that makes sense. And mom guilt is typically irrational. So there's that. You know, it's not like it's really doing much to change how you're living your life or how you're parenting your children, for the most part, it's irrational and it doesn't change future behavior. That's like guilt in general. We're not murdering anybody, you know? We're just watching Godzilla on a Saturday afternoon when it's sunny outside, okay? I may or may not have done that this past weekend. And I was like, what am I watching right now? I also wanted to bring up, and maybe this is something that I could chat with a parenting expert about. I wanted to bring up the violence in Godzilla and King Kong movies. It's interesting because if Milo was watching a movie where it was humans fighting like that, I would be like, no way. He would never be allowed to watch something like that. It's more difficult to watch something like that. I don't know. I can't explain it. But when I was watching the Godzilla King Kong movie, I was thinking in my mind, like, this is so violent. They're fighting. King Kong is like ripping coyotes apart and like eating their insides. And Milo's just like thoroughly enjoying himself. And I was like, this is twisted. Like, this is a little bit twisted. Is this okay? Is this kind of violence okay? And then it got me thinking about video games, you know, like the violence in video games. Is it different if it's humans fighting versus, like, I'm not gonna let Milo go watch Fight Club. You know what I'm saying? But Godzilla fighting King Kong? Okay. But should I be concerned about that? I don't know. Anyways, I know, Laza, you're thinking to yourself, what the hell? Like, shut the hell up with your throat clearing. I know that's what you're thinking. I can't help it. I'll start to lose my voice if I don't clear my throat. Anyways, so mom guilt is no joke. And here are my 5 ways to manage mom guilt and enjoy motherhood more. Number 1, managing expectations. And this is something that you need to start right away. When somebody gets pregnant, instead of turning to Pinterest and Instagram to see all the perfect moms and like perfect nurseries and diaper bags and all that kind of stuff, talk to other moms who are new moms that will be honest with you, not hashtag blessed moms, like the moms that will be honest with you. Talk about their experience, you know, what the reality of postpartum is, what the reality of parenting is. Also, when it comes to managing expectations, own your choices. So we all have these glorified expectations when it comes to motherhood, like, oh, I'm gonna breastfeed till they're 19 and I'm gonna, you know, I would never sleep train. I would never let somebody else take care of my child until they're like a certain age. Like, we all have these glorified things in our head for no reason. Like, I don't know where we get these things from. Actually, I do. But anyways, that's a different episode. You want to own your choices. I thought for sure I was going to breastfeed Milo, at least for the first 12 months, and didn't happen. And so instead of letting that negatively affect motherhood in that stage, because I loved breastfeeding, I did. And he latched perfectly. It wasn't painful, but he was having what I thought was diarrhea. And I was concerned for his health and he had jaundice and we couldn't keep track of how much he was eating. And I didn't want to spend a night in the hospital while they treated him for jaundice. It was like a whole thing. And it was making me really anxious. And finally, my husband was like, we're going to give him formula. And I was like, okay. It's like I needed someone to say that to me and let me try formula. So then I pumped forever and we tried mixing breast milk with formula and I froze a shit ton of breast milk. We couldn't even end up using it because he would have diarrhea again. What I thought was diarrhea. I don't know, maybe it wasn't. But anyways, that's just how our journey happened. And I remember for each decision that we had to make, like when it came to sleep training or formula feeding or daycare, whatever it might be, not doing baby led weaning, I was all prepared to do that too. And we just pureed fucking everything. I remember thinking to myself, going through each reason, like thinking hard about what our situation was specifically and why we chose the things that we were choosing. So then when I saw somebody else doing baby led weaning or breastfeeding or any of the things that I would have maybe felt guilty about, I was able to be like, no, I've already worked through in my mind why we chose what we chose, and I'm confident in that decision. Everybody else's situations are different and they're doing what's best for them, and we're choosing what's best for us. And you have to truly believe that you're doing what is best for your family. You cannot change what's not in your control. This is one that I really like. I heard somebody say that, not with regard to motherhood, but something else. Maybe it was in Jonathan's book that I'm reading. Like, you can't control, or no, maybe it was The Daily Stoic, something, Ryan Holiday. Anyways, you can't change what is not in your control. So, for example, I'm always so stressed about getting sick before a big event or before traveling. And at the end of the day, like, I can do my best to avoid getting sick, but that is completely out of my control and there's nothing I can do. You know, I had that photo shoot for a partnership last week and I was like, oh my God, imagine I get like dead deathly ill and I can't go. Like, it's not in your control. So don't even worry about it. Balance is not going to happen. You can do everything, but you're not going to do it on the same day. And remember when I interviewed Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey? He kind of gave the same answer. You know, there's some stages in life. It could be months at a time where you're super work focused and you feel like you're not doing your best in other areas of life, whether that be maintaining friendships or maybe with your romantic relationship or in parenting. You always feel like you could be doing more, but you're giving a lot of yourself to work, perhaps. And then there's going to be other stages of life where you're crushing motherhood. And for me, it's more of like changes within the week and month as opposed to changes in extended periods of time. I'm like up and down. Some weeks I'm super busy, other weeks I'm not busy at all, and I'm able to focus more on other things. Focus when I can. Hashtag ADHD. I still haven't even tried the medication yet, so that's why I haven't given you an update. It's like there's never a good day to try it. I was going to try it last week, and then I forgot to set my alarm to take it at 5 a.m., so I didn't. Perhaps this week, on Thursday or Friday, I will test it out. And the starting dose might not even do anything for me, so it might be a while before I can report back on whether or not it works for me. But anywho, balance, not gonna happen. So don't feel like you're gonna have days where, oh my God, everything is perfectly balanced in this day and I'm crushing everything. Like, no, we have so many things that we need to get done that are constantly in our heads, like mental load times 1,000. You're not gonna do everything all the time. It was like yesterday, I bought all the stuff to make a chili and then Milo's like, can we play catch outside? And I knew the sun was gonna go down soon. It was gonna be late. It was gonna be bath time. So I was like, I either make the chili or I go outside and play catch with him. So I went outside and played catch because that's what I chose in that moment. Another day, maybe I wouldn't, but yesterday that's what I chose and I didn't feel guilty about it. I was like, screw it. We're not having chili. He didn't want chili anyways, but still.
This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment and there's also a glossing detangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair's too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom, and Lola V is LOLAVIE.
Another thing that I read about in Jonathan's book, quality over quantity, which is huge. You want to spend quality time with your kids and really focus on connecting with them and interacting with them at specific times in the day, rather than trying to do everything 24/7, because then you're just going to be doing a bunch of things half-assed. So really try and carve out those moments where you're focused on spending quality time with your kids as opposed to quantity. And with regard to that topic, Jonathan, in his book, The Anxious Generation, talks a lot about your child having free, unstructured play. Milo has this all the time, but he doesn't have a sibling. He's not at the age where it's like, okay, go play outside with your friend. So he's getting a lot of that on his own, and he's very good at independent play and keeping himself amused and busy. It's actually amazing to watch. But I'm looking forward to the day when, you know, he has a bunch of friends in the neighborhood who can just play with him outside. And he's friends with our neighbors. They have two little girls, but he's always like, mommy, come with me. And so I just like talk to my neighbors in the backyard for hours at a time, which is great. I love that too. But I'm looking forward to them being an age where we don't have to be hovering over them. They can just kind of play on their own. They're starting to do it. We'll sit on the deck and then they just play together, but I'm looking forward to the day where it's like, okay, go play with so-and-so, you know, outside. Another thing, managing expectations, don't compare yourself or your kids to other parents or to other kids. Good Lord. Again, everybody's situation is different. It's like comparing apples to oranges, and you can't look at another family and be like, oh, look what they're doing. Their situation is completely different. The supports that they have, their mental health, their physical health, any like external stressors that might be going on, their financial situation, their flexibility. Like, I'm sure lots of people look at us and think like, wow, I could never do that because I don't have a flexible job. Like, a lot of parents do not have flexible jobs. Whereas for us, I always tell my husband, like, we are so lucky that my job is flexible, because holy shit, the school systems are not set up for working parents. March breaks, we have a fall break, we have a long Christmas break, we have the summers are off. And I get it, like, I'm not saying not to have summers off, but there's got to be something for kids instead of parents scrambling, paying $1 million trying to get their kids into camps all summer. It's just nuts. But that was a tangent that, again, could be another episode. Okay, number two, I talk about this a lot. So taking a macro perspective of things as opposed to a micro perspective. What does that mean? Instead of zooming in and stressing about singular moments, singular meals, singular afternoons where you're not outside playing when it's sunny, I always bring that up because clearly it's a trigger for me. How much time are we getting to play outside overall or in the last 3 months? What are our meals looking like in the last 3 months? Stay zoomed out. And I try and do that when I catch myself feeling like, oh, this nagging thing in my brain, like, you should go to the park, you should go for a walk, it's sunny outside, like, turn Godzilla off. Just zoom out. And then you're like, oh, okay, you know what? It's okay if we take this afternoon to just chill and watch a movie. With regard to taking a macro perspective, patterns are what matters. So rather than focusing on like, oh, I yelled at my kid yesterday, or we had a really bad bedtime that I feel guilty about, it's more so about patterns. Like, children are not going to be affected by these small once in a blue moon situations. Do you know what I'm saying? And like, we're human. That's another point I wanted to make. We're not going to be perfect. And so don't put that expectation on yourself to be perfect. If you yelled at your kids yesterday, yeah, it sucks, but move on. Like, give yourself grace. It's more so the daily patterns, the things that are happening over and over and over again in their lives that are going to matter, not the one-off situations. So do not get wrapped up in singular moments. Zoom out. Is everybody happy? Is everybody doing well? Are you happy, fulfilled, all the things? Okay, move on. Number three, I've been getting really good at this. Catch yourself in the moment. So don't let it creep up on you and not acknowledge it in the moment. And then it snowballs and you just start to feel like shit all the time or feel guilty all the time. Catch yourself in the moment and work through it in that moment. Or even write it down if you don't have time. Go back to it later and think, okay, I felt guilty, or like, I should have been doing a better job or doing something else in this moment. What was it about that moment that made me feel that way? What do I feel like I should have been doing instead? Or what was the guilt even about? Sometimes I don't even think we know. It's just like we have this nagging feeling in our brains. So catch yourself in the moment, write it down, and think about it. Give yourself time to go over it. And then when it happens the next time in that situation, you will have worked through it and been like, oh yeah, I'm allowed to watch Godzilla on Saturday afternoon. You know, like, we've gone through this before. We play outside all the time. He plays outside all week at school. It's not a big deal. We're going to be fine. When he's 25 years old, the fact that we watched Godzilla on Saturday afternoon on a sunny day when he was five, it's going to be fine. You know, number four, your needs and wants matter. So you need to really believe that. Say it every morning to yourself in the mirror 3 times. My needs, my wants matter. Over and over again. Write it on the mirror. You need to truly believe that. And once you truly believe that, you don't feel guilty for putting yourself first in some situations. I have been more vocal with Milo about, for example, yesterday we were going nonstop. We were playing outside all morning. And in the afternoon, he was like, Mommy, can you read these books to me? Normally I would be like, oh my God, yes, I would love to. First of all, reading books is great. Like, highly recommend. But I was exhausted and I just wanted to sit for 10 minutes. And so I told him, I was like, I'm not going to read them right now. In 10 minutes, like, Mommy's going to lay down for 10 minutes with you and watch Godzilla. In 10 minutes, we can look at the books. And it took me a couple times to explain that to him, but then he got it. And then I was thinking to myself, wow, how amazing is it that I'm able to verbalize that to him? And now when he's older, maybe when he has a partner, he's married with kids, he's going to understand that people need breaks and it's not going to be weird to him. You know, he's going to understand that he deserves rest too. Like, it is an important lesson. In the moment, we might feel guilty, like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit. I'm not reading these books to him. No, it's actually a really good lesson for them to learn and to see that, oh, okay, mommy needs a little break. So I've been much better at vocalizing that to him instead of just being like, no, I don't want to read the books, or begrudgingly, is that a word? Reading the books to him. So your needs, your wants matter. Number five, I love this advice. It's one of my favorite pieces of advice. Take time to think about what your priorities are and then adjust from there. So we have been making adjustments with smartphone usage in the house because I started to hate it and I was feeling so guilty about it. And I was like, oh, like this stupid thing that's always in my hands. And I was becoming more aware of it. So I finally had to sit down and be like, how can I restructure our days, or what changes can we make to alleviate this guilt and to feel better about it? Doing the phone box in the evenings, that's one thing. Also on the weekends, taking huge chunks of time without looking at my phone. So all morning when we're playing outside, there's like 3 hour chunks of time where I'm not even taking out my phone. And it has made the biggest difference in the world. Even when I'm home alone by myself, now I have chunks of time where I'm not looking at my phone. It is gorgeous and beautiful. Okay. So take time, think about what your priorities are, depending on what your kids' ages are, it might differ, and then adjust from there. What are things that you like? What are things that you dislike? What are small changes that you can make every day to alleviate that thing that you're not feeling good about? So yeah, those are my five tips, my five pieces of advice when it comes to mom guilt. I have done these five things. Like, when I sit and think about how I have dealt with this, because I feel way better nowadays about mom guilt. It doesn't really exist for me very much. And if it does, it's like very fleeting moments and I'm able to recover quite quickly. But yeah, I wanted to pass this information on to you guys. Hopefully, even if there's like one tip in here that you use in your life and it helps, that is exciting to me. So that is it for today. If there's any topics like this that you want me to cover, by all means, please message me on the Mom Room Podcast Instagram account. DM me there and tell me your idea. Maybe I'll put up a question box too for these kinds of episode topics. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to the Mom Room Podcast, and please rate, review, subscribe, send it to a friend, and you can follow us on Instagram at the Mom Room Podcast and on Patreon. I think we're just called the Mom Room on Patreon. So that's it for now, guys. Have a great evening, free of mom guilt, and I hope your children sleep. Okay, bye-bye.
Are you looking for a podcast that'll make you laugh?
You came to the wrong place.
That's not us.
That's not us.
Well, it is. We are a husband and wife who chat about raw, real relationship topics.
Yeah, like sex.
Like money.
Like marriage and kids.
But we're not afraid to talk about how your newborn baby probably isn't as cute as you think it is.
If you're in need of entertainment while you're driving to work, because that sucks, we can join you in the suckage, kind of like being in your ear.
Not physically.
So if you want to laugh,
come check us out.
Brought to you by the Laughing Couple Podcast.